This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump hasn't spoken much publicly since being impeached for the second time, making him the first president to hold that distinction in the country's history. Trump did release a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment, but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol last week by his supporters and pleaded for calm. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached him Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection when he implored thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. The mayor of Washington, D.C. said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disrupted on some recent flights. The FAA chief said under the new order signed, they would no longer adjudicate certain of the unruly passenger cases with counseling and warnings. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Members of the World Health Organization expert team tasked with investigating the origins of the pandemic arrived in Wuhan, China, Thursday, where the first human coronavirus cases were found. They are expected to stay until early or mid-February. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and promoting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. Hong Kong media reports police on Thursday arrested a lawyer and 10 other people on suspicion of helping 12 pro-democracy activists trying to flee the city. The fresh wave of arrests came a week after 55 activists were apprehended in the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed a new national security law last June. The clampdown has intensified concerns that Beijing is inserting more control over the city and breaking its promise that Hong Kong will maintain separate civil rights and political systems for 50 years from the handover from Britain in 1997. World Health Organization's emergency chief warning Wednesday the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least in the first few months. Mike Ryan said it's important to learn from what has worked and not worked in every country to fight the virus in all aspects, science, public communications, governance, and find the best combination of all that learning. Ryan said except for Southeast Asia, all regions of the world have shown increases in infections over the past week. New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, says two cases of coronavirus with the United Kingdom's variant have been reported in New York City. One of the two people had traveled to the UK. 10 other cases of the variant have been reported in New York State. De Blasio urged the federal government to ban travel from the United Kingdom, saying he has proof positive that the variant was brought into the city via travel. The update comes as New York continues to see thousands of new COVID-19 cases. And voters in Uganda choosing the country's next president and members of parliament Thursday amid concerns of violence leading up to the vote might continue jeopardizing the integrity of the election. The top contender, musician Bobi Wine, is seeking to end President Yoweri Museveni's nearly 35-year dominance and power. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely, VOA News. We'll be right back.